Who's Diane Cristal is a new documentary film from director Mark Silver and actor Gael Garcia Bernal. It follows the story of one man's journey from Honduras to Arizona. The film features interviews with migrants, their families and the authorities on both sides of the border, including Dr. Bruce Anderson of the Medical Examiner's Office in Tucson, Arizona.
Migration is down, apprehensions are down, crossings are down. What's not down are deaths. How many deaths does it take to say enough is enough? We hit 200 one calendar year about 10 years ago. That didn't do it. We're just about ready to hit 2,000, all believed to be foreign nationals. There's got to be some number where someone in Washington is going to say, we can't have this happening anymore. It upsets me and it galls me that some number is in some people's mind. We just haven't reached it yet.
Dr. Bruce Anderson there of the Medical Examiner's Office in Tucson, Arizona, from a new documentary film, Who is Diane Cristal, which opens in cinemas this weekend. The film is directed by Mark Silver and features Gael Garcia Bernal, as together they try to trace the identity of a man found dead in the Arizona desert. Mark Silver joins me now from our London studio. One of the first images we see in the film, Mark, is a tattoo on the body of a dead man. Just explain that tattoo and how much of an impetus that was for making the movie.
Well, I was embedded with the search and rescue police in Tucson, Arizona, and also the medical examiner's office and the Mexican consulate in that same city. And what I would do when the police received a phone call that there was a body to recover from the desert, I would basically join them on their journey and then shoot observational documentary. And the very first body, by total coincidence, that I filmed in the kind of 6 weeks that I was there was this body with a tattoo on his chest that read Diane Cristal. And at that point, nobody knew the relevance of that tattoo. And I remember the next day when I was driving to the medical examiner's office or the morgue to follow up that case and see what had been found or was there a name. I remember driving and thinking, who is Diane Cristal? And joke with myself that perhaps that could end up being the title of the film. And without going into giving away too much about the film, but the tattoo was highly significant in this dead person being returned to his family.
Extraordinary that that was the very first body that you came across. Did you pursue many other possible stories before you focused in on this particular one? And how unusual is it to have such a, at what seems like an enormous clue, this name on a person's body in a tattoo?
Yeah, in film terms, we were very, very fortunate. Over that period of time, I tracked perhaps six or seven cases where I'd been in the desert, filmed the recovery and then followed the cases back through the rest of the kind of jigsaw puzzle of the morgue and different consulates from Central America. And statistically, you know, we were warned by everybody that we were really up against it. I think over the last 10 years, about 2,000 bodies have been brought into that morgue and 700 still remain unidentified. And we were fortunate in that this particular case, the man was identified within 2 or 3 months, which is highly lucky.
At what point then, Mark, did Gael Garcia Bernal become involved in the movie? Because essentially he leads us through, he tries to retrace this immigrant's steps.
That's right. He actually was involved before we actually knew what the film was. Before we came across the story of skeletons and unidentified bodies in the desert of Arizona, we actually launched a website that asked people to send in stories of resistance against walls and barriers and general division between rich and poor. And one of the stories that came in was a story of this unidentified skull. And I remember seeing photos of the police holding this skull in this vast desert landscape. It looked like exceptionally Shakespearean with the skull in the police's hands. And we at that time thought that would be an incredible metaphor, as in what can one skull reveal to you about the world? And at that point, Gael was involved, but we didn't know what the film would be. So I kind of went off and started digging around in Tucson, Arizona. And in parallel to that, Gael and I made some short films for Amnesty International called The Invisibles, which was just about the human rights abuses of migrants travelling the Mexico part of the journey only. So that kind of informed Gael as to the potential footsteps we would be following in this bigger film, and also allowed us to research and understand the environments of the river crossing and the train journey migrants make and the shelter network where they can get some sort of R&R on the way up to the US.
I mean, the extraordinary thing is the danger that it seems you both put yourself under. Was it just yourself and Gail in the crew, or was there quite a big crew travelling? Because you go on this train called The Beast, which is an incredibly dangerous journey that you go on. You bring yourself into the desert itself. How dangerous was it?
When I was just doing the part with the body and the family, it was just me on my own, very incredibly intimate experience. And when I was with Gael, we had a crew of maybe six or seven, me and another camera person, Gael, and then a couple of people helping us on that make that journey. And we worked with local activists who understood the rail networks and the shelter system and the safe areas. So, of course, you know, we were, in inverted commas, in danger. But with a passport and a credit card, you know, we were in no way in any danger in comparison to, you know, real migrants making that journey.
The other aspect of it that interested me was the fact that Gael Garcia Bernal is himself quite a well-known actor, quite an accomplished actor. Was it a different process to shoot an actor in a documentary film than it would be to shoot somebody who maybe wouldn't have the ease that he clearly has with the camera?
Yeah, it was a really interesting experience. I think one of the most interesting things was when we were turning up in each of these locations and explaining to the migrants what we wanted to do. And literally we were asking them for their help and their advice. You know, they know the area much better than we ever would. That we kind of built up this sort of mutual relationship with the migrants where it was in their interest to be involved in the story, because literally their story is invisible or silent. And they understood that what we were attempting to do is give voice to those voices that are never heard south of the US border. And in turn, you know, they were informing Gael as to what kind of footsteps he needed to follow in. But what was interesting was that the migrants themselves really weren't fazed by Gael or his fame or his previous films. And in these kind of no man's land locations of river crossings and train tracks and shelters, everyone was very chilled with us. When we entered like slightly bigger towns throughout Mexico, then the sort of general public would hear that we were in town, and you would turn around from shooting a documentary scene and there'd be hundreds of people with their camera phones snapping at Gael. And it was a really big difference between how migrants felt about Gael, us, the whole crew, and how the general public reacted.
I want to listen to another clip, if I can now. And this is a woman called Robin Reinecke, who also works in the medical examiner's office in Tucson, Arizona. And she's talking about some of the difficulties in tracing or in finding the identity of these dead migrants.
Basically, I'm collecting missing migrant data from consulates and trying to come up with matches for about 700 unidentified bodies. They're shut out of things like NAMIS, which is the national system for identifying unidentified people and for cataloging the missing. They can't go into that because you need an NCIC number. And to have an NCIC number, you need to have reported to police. And generally, you need to have been living here as a US citizen. So a lot of the systems that are set up to handle unidentified bodies are not available to them. These are just bodies that have been found. These are not deaths, but these are remains, and they're found by accident. Nobody's out there searching for them.
Robin Reinecke there in the documentary film, Who is Diane Crystal? Its director, Mark Silver, is speaking with me this evening. Mark, what did you see from your experience of making this documentary? What are the problems, the biggest problems that you saw in identifying the bodies of these migrants, and how the system works against those who are trying to do just that?
I think the biggest problem is the association of fear. And that's broken down, I think, in two ways. One is migrants don't take any identification with them, or at least their identification sometimes is hidden on them. And that's because of the journey they make through Mexico, where it's estimated about 10,000 migrants a year are kidnapped by cartels and organized crime. And they're kidnapped because the criminals know that the likelihood is that they have relatives in the US who they're traveling to, and they can extort money, and they literally torture these people on the phone so that the family in America can hear them being tortured to try and get to try and extort that money. So that's one reason why they don't carry any identification or phone numbers or anything. And then by that point, when they eventually make it to the US border and then cross into the desert, A, they haven't had any identification because of the previous part of the journey, and B, they don't want to reveal their real names in fear of being caught by Border Patrol, and then their name will be in the system. Because I think the figures are that once you've been arrested two or three times by Border Patrol, then you can be charged criminally, whereas up until that point, you're just deported.
One final question, and I don't want to give too much away here, but you do get to meet people very close to the man who carries this tattoo. How difficult was it to persuade them, first of all, to be involved in the making of the film, and how moving an experience was it to witness them in their great grief?
I mean, that was an exceptionally powerful part of the film, or the filmmaking. Incredibly, we worked quite closely with the Honduran government once we found out that this particular person was from Honduras, and they made the initial introduction to the family. And the family were amazing in that they knew, obviously, in a small film way, this was a film about their relative. But in a much more interesting way, they knew that the story was, you know, spoke to many thousands of migrants around the world, not just the US-Mexico border, but even the migrants who die in the sea between North Africa and southern Italy, or between Australia and Indonesia. They really recognised that this was a worldwide problem, even though our story was kind of dressed up as a Mexico-US story. And it was incredibly moving to be so close to them, because even now, actually, I'm in touch with his wife, family and friends over Facebook, and they're all, you know, fans of the Facebook site for the film, and they follow literally everything we post and then spread that. And what's really interesting is, even though obviously all these people are restricted by the lack of visas and passports and borders, etc., etc., it's incredible how many people from Honduras who are undocumented in the US are connected via Facebook and following everything that's going on with the film.
Mark Silver talking to us about the film Who is Diane Crystal. I will leave the last word to Dr. Bruce Anderson, who perhaps points out to us where some of the responsibility lies in these cases.
First, you have to admit there's a problem, and the problem isn't people sneaking across the border. To my mind, the problem is all economic. We need, American capitalist economy needs blue-collar labor. And if Americans won't do it, then we can't bitch that another country will send over people to do it. We're dangling the carrot in grocery stores, in hotels, and in service industry. You know, from the North Slope of Alaska to Florida, there are Hispanics, migrants. They're doing jobs in every state. I think as an American, I would like all Americans to acknowledge that they benefit from a blue-collar labor force that has brown skin.
Dr. Bruce Anderson there in the documentary film Who is Diane Cristal, directed by Mark Silver and featuring actor Gael Garcia Bernal. The film is in cinemas this weekend, and we'll be reviewing it on Thursday here on Arena.